We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lakers Nation. Welcome in. Trevor Lane here for LakersNation.com, your home for everything Lakers. The NBA offseason, it is here, announcing its arrival with the subtlety of the Kool-Aid man. Kyrie Irving to the Lakers? What? This could actually happen. I'm going to break down what the deal would look like. But first, quick reminder, do subscribe right here to the Lakers Nation YouTube channel. Ring that notification bell as well. Obviously, it's going to be a crazy off season. So make sure you subscribe and turn on those notifications so you stay in the know. Okay, Shams Charania wakes us up bright and early this morning with a bunch of NBA news. By the way, Keith Smith and I over on the NBA Front Office show, we're going to break down all the NBA news. I'm going to focus on the Kyrie stuff here, but if you want to break down on everything going on around the NBA, check out the link down below, and we're going to break down everything across the league over on the Front Office show. But again, we look at everything through purple and gold lenses here, so let's focus on Kyrie to the Lakers. So what exactly is going on between Kyrie Irving and the Brooklyn Nets? Because I think that's important to truly understand where we're at right now and how we got here. So according to Shams Charania, Kyrie Irving and the Nets, they're at an impasse in terms of contract situations, contract discussions. Now, we had heard that Kyrie actually said that he wasn't planning on going anywhere, that he wanted to stick around. However, you read between the lines, this was kind of brewing, this issue here, because the Nets, there were some rumors that they were a little bit concerned about committing long-term to Kyrie Irving because of some things that happened last season in terms of obviously vaccination and just not knowing whether or not Kyrie was going to be there. And there was a lot of frustration revolving around that. So Nike, Kyrie's shoe company, also did the same thing, kind of backing away, saying, well, we don't know if we want to commit long-term to Kyrie Irving. And so you can see where there'd be a little bit of tension when you've got a guy who, based on talent, is a clear max level player. You just kind of say, hey, what contract do you want? Cool. Here you go. You take that, right? There is no real negotiation. And suddenly the team has reservations. Kyrie, I don't know, is going to see it that way. Kyrie might be a little bit upset when the Nets say, well, we don't know if we want to commit to you long-term. And so therein lies the possibility for there to be friction. And according to Shams Charania, they are now at an impasse that has caused Kyrie to start looking elsewhere, with the landing spots being the Lakers, Knicks, or Clippers. Now, other teams could get in on this as well, and that can certainly change the dynamic here. But let's say if Kyrie wants to go to the Lakers, you've decided that things can't work with the Brooklyn Nets. What do they do in order to land Kyrie Irving and reunite him with LeBron James? I'm going to get into exactly what it would look like on the floor and whether or not this is the way the Lakers want to approach things. But first, let's just talk logistics. How can they make it happen? What would a deal look like? So as Shams Charania noted, essentially what would have to happen is Kyrie actually has to opt in. I know a lot of people instantly go to, oh, sign and trade. You can't really do that if you're the Lakers, because it would trigger a hard cap, and then the Lakers wouldn't be able to really fill out their roster. So Kyrie Irving, let's say you sign him to a max deal, and then you're building around Kyrie, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and you've got that salary cap sitting over you at about $155 million this year. It gets really difficult just in terms of math to fill out a full NBA roster and have a hard cap. So most likely a sign and trade, that's probably not going to happen. Instead, what we'll be looking at is Kyrie actually opting in to his contract, into the $36+ million on his deal for next year, and then facilitating a trade to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, again, I think most people, Lakers fans, probably say, oh, cool, Russ for Kyrie. There you go. Off and running. You can look even from a narrative perspective. Russell Westbrook reunite with Kevin Durant. That makes some sense. Kyrie Irving reunite with LeBron James. Everything's in perfect harmony. There you go. But I think it's a little bit more challenging than that. First of all, you'd have to add a little bit of salary, because Kyrie at $36 million, that doesn't equate to Russell Westbrook at $47 million. My guess, and this is just this, if they were to try to work a direct trade between the Nets and the Lakers, it would be Patty Mills. His salary could get added to Kyrie Irving and then sent to the Lakers. Again, that's just my guess. I know Lakers fans probably look and say, oh, Seth Curry. I would imagine the Nets probably want to hang on to him. But again, my guess is it would look like that. Patty Mills, Kyrie Irving to the Lakers in exchange for Russell Westbrook. That would be the basis of a deal. Now, obviously, there would be other stuff thrown in from the Lakers side, maybe picks, things of that nature, right? So that's what a deal would look like. But remember, we always have to flip this, and we always have to think, does this make sense for the other team? If I'm the Brooklyn Nets, do I want Russell Westbrook? Aside from the let's reunite Russ with Kevin Durant thing, probably not, because they just traded for Ben Simmons, who is a non-shooter. And putting Ben Simmons and Russell Westbrook together on the floor is one of the worst pairings that you can potentially think of in the NBA. There is zero spacing if you do that. Look, the Lakers saw the spacing issues last season with having Russ on the floor. Imagine having Russ and Ben Simmons on the floor. So assuming then that the Nets also see this and say, yeah, we don't really want Russell Westbrook on the team with Ben Simmons and Kevin Durant. It doesn't make sense as a trio. What we're talking about then is a three-team trade, maybe more. Maybe it's going to be a four-team trade. That's what would have to happen in order for Kyrie Irving to land with the Lakers. Russell Westbrook essentially would have to be sent to a third team. That team would send stuff to the Nets. The Nets then send Kyrie Irving to the Lakers, which makes it complicated. And as Shams Charania notes, this is a tough path in order to get there. The Clippers have an easier path to get there because they have a few 10 to 13-ish million dollar salaries that you can stack up. That's what the Lakers did last season when they got Russell Westbrook. They stacked up those salaries, KCP, Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, right? Adding these pieces together to make a deal work. The Lakers can't really do that. All they've got to send out is Russell Westbrook, Taylor Horton Tucker, and Kendrick Nunn. That's not enough in salary to get that done. The Knicks also have some of those mid-tier salaries to stack up. Guys like Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier, Alec Burks, players like that, Nerlens Noel. You've got these contracts that you can put together. The Lakers, it's a bit more complicated because it pretty much has to be Russell Westbrook in order to make it work. And Russell Westbrook isn't really a fit on the Nets because they've got Ben Simmons there already, and your lack of floor spacing would be a big, big problem. So that would be a hurdle to overcome. But if Kyrie is looking at the situation and he says, I want to go to LA. I want to go to the Lakers. I don't want to be a Knick. I don't want to be a Clipper. Then you could see where maybe things could start to work out here. Now, the Knicks, Clippers, Lakers, right now, the three teams that are supposed to be interested. But if Kyrie says, I pick the Lakers, he does have control in this situation here, because remember, he has to opt into his contract in order to make this deal.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Work, and we're going to talk about Russell Westbrook having to do the same in just a second. But if he has to opt into his contract, he could say, look, I'm not going to opt into my contract for the Knicks. I'm not going to opt in for the Clippers. Or he could say, look, I'll opt in, but Knicks, Clippers, if you guys trade for me, I'm a free agent next summer. I'm gone. I don't want to stay with your teams. So trade for me at your own risk, because I'm going to bounce in 2023 if you guys trade for me. And you can use that to kind of scare off some teams. Now, again, that would be the ideal situation for the Lakers. Russell Westbrook, similar thing, where he actually has to opt in to his contract, has not done so yet. We are expecting him to do it by the 29th. But if the Lakers are trying to make a deal here within the next week, they actually need Russ to opt in to his contract in order to trade him. Right now, as of this moment, they cannot legally trade Russell Westbrook. So that's something else that would have to happen. Now, maybe Russ, if he likes the landing spot, he might opt in, or it's possible that this deal could just get done after June 29th, the drop dead date, where Russ has to opt in by then. He opts in, and then anytime after that, the Lakers could go ahead and trade him in this potential deal for Kyrie Irving. All right, now let's talk about on the basketball floor. Does this make sense for the Lakers or not? Well, if you were to swap out Russell Westbrook for Kyrie Irving, forget about Patty Mills or whatever else has to get added into the trade, just swapping out those two, do you do that? Absolutely. All day, every day, no question. Now, I have put out there that the Lakers ideally don't need to spend a lot of resources on the point guard position. If anything, if I'm trying to build out a well-rounded roster and I'm the Lakers, I'm Rob Pelinka, I'm allocating my resources towards the wing position. The wing is the most important position by far. After that, it's finding a big who can shoot the three, and then you're addressing point guard. Because let's face it, whatever point guard you get, LeBron's going to have the ball in his hands quite often. So that's certainly a thing. However, if something like this falls in your lap and you can switch out Russell Westbrook, who does not get defended behind the three-point line, for Kyrie Irving, who is a sniper, that helps out quite a bit in terms of your floor spacing on the offensive end of the floor. And it would make a ton of sense from that perspective. Plus, it's another star. And I think this goes back to something that we talked about over this past weekend. There was the rumor out there from Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer that the Lakers were trying to get in on Bradley Beal trade talks. And I mentioned that this doesn't make a lot of sense for the Lakers in terms of actually landing Bradley Beal, that I don't think he's leaving Washington, that if he does, other teams will beat that offer. But that it was important that we remember that this could indicate the Lakers' strategy being something different than what we've been thinking it was. We've been thinking that the Lakers would want to take Russell Westbrook and chop up that salary between two, maybe three, four role player style guys and bring those guys on board that are easier to move if need be. That's been the way we've been looking at this. That's why we've been talking about the Charlotte Hornets with Gordon Hayward and Kelly Oubre Jr., the Indiana Pacers with Malcolm Brogdon and Buddy Hield, that was the type of trade that the Lakers would pursue, that teams would want to dump long-term salary that fits better on the Lakers in exchange for Russell Westbrook, essentially being a get-out-of-jail-free card in terms of cap space because he's got that big expiring contract. That's what we've been looking at for the Lakers. But with this Bradley Beal out, I said, does this mean that the Lakers might not be looking at it the way we're looking at it? That in fact, the Lakers might see Russell Westbrook, and this could be part of the reason why they've been saying they're going to keep Russ, as a way to land another star. Are they still in the mindset that they need to build a big three, that a third star is what's going to be necessary? And if that is still their mindset, and that they're going to use Russ's expiring to go grab a disgruntled star out on the market, well, this Kyrie news only adds more credibility to that idea that the Lakers, they are looking for the home run swing. They're not necessarily looking for the move where you just add a couple of role players that fit well alongside LeBron and AD, that instead they're sticking with this idea of a third star next to LeBron James and Anthony Davis, but ideally one who fits better than Russell Westbrook did. And I think that Kyrie Irving certainly would be that. Now you've got the other stuff that comes with Kyrie. And again, this is the reason why Nike backed away. This is the reason why the Nets are a little bit concerned about giving him a long-term deal, because all the other stuff that comes with Kyrie Irving and questions about how committed he is to basketball and all of that. On the court, though, fits great, particularly on the offensive end of the floor, and would be a major upgrade over Russell Westbrook. Now, how likely is it that this gets done? I want to throw out there that this very well could just be a leverage thing. If we're reading between the lines, we always look at trade rumors and things like that, and we say, who benefits? Why did this get out? Who benefits from this being out? I think this puts a little bit of pressure on the Brooklyn Nets in order to get something done with Kyrie and lets them know that, hey, look, Kyrie really is looking at other locations. These teams are lining up, things like that, right? So this could be a leverage ploy in order to put a little bit more pressure out there to get something done. So keep in mind, before we even get past Kyrie staying with the Nets, I don't think that is dead. I don't think there's no chance that he stays with the Brooklyn Nets. I think this could be about just applying a little bit more pressure to the situation and then them getting a deal done. So that could very well be the situation here. But if not, there's these other suitors. Look, and we know the Clippers want a point guard, and they have probably an easier path to get there to stack up salaries if they want. We know the Knicks would like a point guard. And of course, the Lakers, if they can figure out a way to get this done. So I don't look at this as a lock. I think it's going to take Kyrie Irving deciding that he wants to go to the Lakers in order for this to get done. I think there's easier trades with other landing spots, but the chance to go reunite with LeBron, the chance to form a partnership with Anthony Davis that could run past the end of LeBron James' time in LA. I think that's an interesting opportunity for Kyrie Irving. And let's face it, there is a certain symmetry behind Russell Westbrook being traded for Kyrie Irving. And maybe, again, I don't think it makes sense on paper, but Russ being reunited with KD and then Kyrie being reunited with LeBron James. It's something interesting to consider. But big picture, oh boy, the NBA offseason, it is going to be absolutely crazy. Make sure you do subscribe right here to the Lakers Nation YouTube channel. Stay in the know. Let me know your thoughts, Lakers Nation. Kyrie Irving to the Lakers. Is this something you'd like to see happen? Let me know in the comments section down below. And don't forget, subscribe right here. Till next time, stay safe and see ya.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.